This is episode 2248 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series on living your inner truth, living authentically. And this week, you have had a challenge as you went on a compassion quest. How did your challenge go this week? Did you allow yourself patience and compassion as you tapped into your intuition? It's not always easy to listen to your intuition. That voice in your head can be judgmental. In fact, we can become our own worst critics. I hope that through this week's series, you've been able to tap into your intuition and listen to your inner truth. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you explore how this week's series may have boosted your confidence a little. I hear from so many of you how meditation has helped you to become more confident. One way meditation helps you to feel more self-assured is because when you meditate, you are allowing yourself to be unconditional. So you're not judging yourself. There's no shame, no blame. You're allowing yourself to unfold to whatever's happening in your life at the moment, and to manage your emotions in a better way, which makes you feel more confident about yourself. One of your fellow meditators reached out to me recently to let me know how much meditation had changed her life. She said that she has, for most of her life, had a really unhealthy relationship with food. In fact, she said she was embarrassed to reach out to me about it. But she wanted me to know how much meditation had given her confidence to change her relationship with food. She says that for most of her life, she thought of food constantly. She loved food, and she would not just eat anything. She would prepare exotic meals, but she would eat a lot, too much, and her whole health and her weight suffered. She had tried many different modalities to help her lose weight, but she found that throughout her day, she was constantly criticizing herself and judging herself. Even when she would sit down to eat a gorgeous meal she had just prepared, because she loves cooking and she's a great cook, she would be criticizing how much she was eating, how much time she spent thinking about food. She said that throughout her day, she was constantly criticizing herself. Maybe you do this too. Is there something about your life that causes you to view yourself conditionally? If you're not a certain way, then you don't measure up to your own expectations. Well, this is how your fellow meditator felt. After meditating for a few months, she found that she began to respect herself. She had never really given herself a chance to sit down in stillness to calm her mind and body, to begin to notice how she was treating herself, how she was regarding herself, and how she was living her life. She just had always lived her life this way, consumed by food and feeling unattractive about her weight and how she looked. So this was a real success story for her because she didn't do anything special to lose weight and change her relationship with food other than meditate. She said that after meditating consistently for a few weeks, she just felt good about herself and her life. She said for the first time, she started to gain clarity and she naturally started regarding herself in a more positive way. And this allowed her to eat less food and to respect what a great cook she is and to appreciate her food without gorging it down when she ate. So I hope that through this week's series, by gaining more inner clarity, by listening to your intuition, you begin to feel that same confidence within yourself. So you're going to be guided in a meditation where you reflect back over your week to celebrate your big wins, which is so important. We often overlook the good that we do each week. And you'll also be learning from maybe things you regret doing or things you wish you had done differently. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently uplift your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is going to help you keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to calm your mind and your body. Inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing how you manage your breath today. Are you breathing rapidly because maybe you're excited, or maybe you're tense or anxious? As you reflect back over your week, bring to mind the times this week when you felt confident. Think about the exact moment in time when you noticed that you were feeling a little better about yourself. Maybe you had more clarity. Celebrate this big win. You might reflect on several times this week when you were able to really feel a sense of tapping into your intuition. To reflect back over your week and recall the times when it was difficult to listen to your inner wisdom, when your intuition didn't come easily, if at all. What's your greatest lesson from these times that were more challenging? Yourself to sit in stillness, opening up to your intuition, your inner wisdom, and feel confidence within yourself. You are so worth slowing down for.